So if someone were to ask you, what is the definition of grace, what would you say?
I would say your acronym, but I feel like I'm cheating.
I'm so proud that you know that.
What's the acronym? I want to hear it.
His acronym for grace is God's riches at Christ's expense.
Wow.
Does that tell you I'm Mitch Cruz's daughter or what? When he's like, what's the definition of grace? I'm like, boom, acronym.
Say you're his daughter without saying you're his daughter.
Exactly. That was that moment. That was
I might have gotten that from someone else. That's been around a long time. Maybe I tweaked a word. I don't know. But I'm telling you, I love it. It's unmerited favor, undeserved love, truly God's riches at Christ's expense.
Yeah.
Paul writes about that too, that Jesus gave it all so that we would get that benefit.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's really the gospel message.
Absolutely. And I think we can honestly do that in so many different ways. Not when just a person makes a mistake, but even offering a space of grace for like real conversations to happen, right? Where you could say something the wrong way. You didn't mean the way that it came about. They're like, you know what? I'm going to give you grace. I'm not going to hold you to what you said. Tell me what you actually meant. And so I think it's so important to have those spaces with the people you love in your life.
Yes, absolutely. And I love what you talked about with creating that space. Grace isn't always this singular moment. Sometimes it's creating that space of safety and hey, you're safe here. You're understood. You are known, loved, accepted, and it's powerful.
Yeah, Mitch, you know, you're safe here. You're understood. You're accepted. You're loved.
I live under that umbrella of grace.